Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Going behind the headlines on some of our biggest stories today, and it's prison for a nursery worker who swore at babies and threatened to kick one child in the head. And heartbreak in parts of Surrey after three young children and a man were found dead.
I just can't imagine. It's horrendous.
I'm Louise Easton. It's Monday, the 2nd of September 2024. A worker at a nursery where a baby girl died has been jailed after being caught threatening to kick a baby in the head and slamming another onto the floor. Rebecca Gregory has admitted the neglect of four children in April 2022. Our reporter Olivia Davis has more on this.
The 25-year-old worked at the former Tiny Tolls nursery in Cheadle-Hume, the same nursery where a nine-month-old girl died in May 2022. Kate Ruffley was jailed for 14 years back in May for the manslaughter of Genevieve Meehan. Rebecca Gregory's neglect in the weeks prior was related to four other children. She was seen on CCTV approaching a baby who wasn't sleeping, grabbing the corner of the blanket they were wrapped in and yanking it, sending the infant spinning before hitting the floor. In another incident, she was seen marching a toddler to a cot, asking him, "What's the point in your existence?" She's been handed 3 years behind bars.
We've been in Surrey today where people tell us they're in complete shock after three young children and a man were found dead over the weekend. Their bodies were discovered in a house in Staines on Saturday. The youngsters were all aged under four. Our reporter Alex Duke is at the scene.
"Rest in peace, little ones. We will always think of you." That is what one of the dozens of tributes in front of me says as people in the area continue to grieve. There's around 20 bouquets of flowers alongside children's toys, balloons and candles. It's been a quiet and sombre morning, but a couple of people have visited the tribute, including local resident Nicola, who I spoke to.
"It's awful. I just can't imagine. It's horrendous."
Surrey police tell us that the children and the man involved were all related and post-mortems will take place in due course.
Days before the final report into the Grenfell Tower disaster, and those affected are telling us enough still hasn't been done. 72 people died in the tower block blaze in West London 7 years ago. Our reporter Claire Bode has more.
The significance of the report was highlighted just last week after a fire at a block of flats suspected to have the same flammable cladding as Grenfell Tower. Residents like Lucas were left angry this was allowed to happen 7 years after Grenfell.
"How can fire alarm not work in that such a big building with so many people? It could be much more tragedy. Many people could die. We didn't hear any fire alarm."
Steve Dudier attended Grenfell as a firefighter and said enough has not been done to prevent another disaster.
"There are still thousands of buildings with flammable cladding on them. I'm still visiting buildings where day to day I'm still finding lots of issues."
The final report will be released 11 a.m. on Wednesday.
Still to come, imagine sniffing your way to a tan. Sounds strange, doesn't it?
"I use nasal tanners for around 2 months of the year, maybe. Just in the run into the summer, I start to use them just to speed up the whole tanning process. It means I don't have to use sunbeds as much or sit out in the sun."
We investigate a concerning rise in the amount of people using this new drug, and the advertising watchdog says it's received hundreds of complaints after some Oasis tickets ended up being sold for double the initial price.
"I think a lot of the excitement and anticipation surrounding the positive news story of them getting back together has unfortunately been ruined."
Now, the sister of a head teacher who took her own life after her school was downgraded says she's relieved one-word ratings have been scrapped by Ofsted. A coroner found the lowering of Ruth Perry's school report from outstanding to inadequate contributed to her suicide. Our regional correspondent Jonathan Richards has been hearing from her sister.
Julia Waters is a professor at the University of Reading. She's led the campaign for reform of Ofsted following her sister's death.
"I'm delighted."
It was the word inadequate that taunted her sister Ruth in the weeks before she took her own life.
"Those single word judgments have been proven to be dangerous, reductive, unhelpful and unreliable.
She says it's just sad it's taken this long.
It should not have taken a new government and months and months of pushing.
Julia says today's news should be the start of a fresh approach from Ofsted.
Time will tell and their actions will tell how sincere they are.
And referring to Ofsted, Julia says you don't have to be nasty or hard to be effective.
Kemi Badenoch has launched her bid to become the next leader of the Conservative Party by claiming the British people are yearning for something better. The Shadow Communities Secretary has told supporters at a speech in central London that Labour were elected because voters stopped believing in the Conservatives. Our political editor Georgie Podromos in Westminster for us.
Well, I wasn't the only journalist running along Whitehall from one potential Tory leader to the other. The morning started with Kemi Badenoch.
Government should nurture a fair and safe society in which people can prosper by their own efforts. A government that tries to do everything will likely end up achieving nothing.
And then moved on to former Foreign and Home Secretary James Cleverly.
I know that our best years can be ahead of us. And in order to win again, we need a leader who can unite the party, and I'm the best place to do that.
Still a long way to go. The list of candidates won't know who's won until early November.
Well, today the wife of a Tory councillor has pleaded guilty to race hate charges after a post on social media following the Southport stabbings. Lucy Connolly from Northampton called for attacks on hotels housing asylum seekers in July. Now, this comes as faith leaders from across the country have been in Southport today for a joint walk in solidarity against hatred. It comes weeks after riots rocked the country following the fatal stabbings of three little girls. Our regional correspondent Victoria Glover was there.
Well, we've walked in the pouring rain through Southport from Southport Islamic Society Mosque, just over half a mile down the road to the local synagogue. Leaders from the Jewish, Muslim and Christian faiths are here. Some have travelled as far as London. And this is really a day that just highlights how efforts to divide the community won't be tolerated. Maurice Ostro is the founder of the Faith Forum Together for London.
Coming together as different faith communities, using the very weapon that they wanted to use to separate us as a means for us coming together, will hopefully bring comfort to those who have suffered so much.
It's hoped that this event will help to reinforce all the efforts that have taken place over the last month to build a positive legacy for community togetherness in the wake of all that Southport has faced.
You're listening to Behind the Headlines. An investigation is underway into illegal nasal tanning sprays, which are taking social media by storm. People are sniffing a drug called Melanotan 2, which causes the skin to go browner when exposed to UV rays. But it's not all golden. The unregulated products can come with nasty side effects. Our reporter Alice Faulkner has the story.
Yes, you did hear that right. People are inhaling a drug called Melanotan 2, which makes your body produce more of the hormone responsible for tanning. Now we're seeing sunseekers sporting extremely dark tans all over social media and even selling it for as little as £20. But it's not all golden. There are some really nasty side effects that come with this chemical because it's not regulated and it's not legal to sell. Shoppers I asked on Buchanan Street told me they are aware that it has a reputation.
Laser sprays, yeah. You just feel better once you've got a tan. I know it's bad for you as well.
I've heard that people are trying to flog these things, but I wouldn't trust them.
I've heard such bad things about nasals, like I'm scared of them.
When I was using the nasal sprays, I was feeling really sick all the time.
But that hasn't stopped people from using it, like this man who doesn't want to be named.
I think I just looked better with a tan. I think it looks slimmer and in better shape. Obviously, in summer, you're going to be on holiday, having your top off and whatnot, but I usually just use them for that reason.
This week, I'll be revealing the potential dangers of this new trend, and you can get more on the website.
Work is ongoing after the death of a pilot whose light aircraft crashed in Chesterfield. The small plane came down in an industrial estate in the Sheepbridge area of the town yesterday. Our senior reporter Chris Davis-Smith has been back to the scene for us now.
I've seen a couple of police cordons in place around Sheepbridge Lane this morning. Officers appear to be talking to the local businesses around the industrial estate about what happened, while a number of inspectors seem to be continuing their investigations at the site. I've spoken to a few people today who tell me they heard a massive bang at around 9 a.m. on Sunday, before seeing large plumes of smoke in the air. The man who died was the only person on board. and there were no other reports of injuries.
And the Advertising Standards Authorities confirmed it's received 450 complaints about Ticketmaster over the cost of Oasis tickets. So-called dynamic pricing meant many ended up costing over double what was originally advertised. We've spoken to Tom, who ended up paying £700 for two tickets for their Wembley gig.
When I eventually got through to the platform, I found that the tickets had more than doubled from what was the advertised face value of the tickets I was trying to buy. But because I'd spent so much time waiting, I thought, do I just forego the 6 hours I spent waiting for the tickets, or do I pay more than I ideally wanted to, which I ended up doing. It's far in excess of what the cost of a concert should be for hardworking fans who just want to go and see their favourite band. I think a lot of the excitement and anticipation surrounding the positive news story of them getting back together has unfortunately been ruined.
For more on these stories, head to the news pages of our website or check out our social media channels, and be sure to come back again tomorrow when we'll continue to take you behind the headlines.
Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.